Anybody can go.
Support for KRVS comes from The End Monthly, issuing a call for entries to area architects and interior designers for the 2014 InDesign Awards, celebrating excellence in residential and commercial architecture and design. Deadline is March 5th. Details available online at www.theind.com.
Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, but some kind of something going on down there.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
All right, we're back. But anyway, Mardi Gras season's second annual chicken run will be March the 1st. And that will be at Hilton Red Caesars Place at 5049 Doise Road, D-O-I-S-E Road, Elton, Louisiana. For more information, contact Hilton Caesar Jr. Scooby, as they call him, at 337-515-0731, or Renell Caesar Big Mama at 337-526-1279, Hilton Caesar Senior Red at 337-224-1747. $10 admission, kids under 12, $5 free gumbo two times, so you get two bowls of gumbo for free. Entertainment will be T. Broussard and the Zydeco Steppers and Paul Levan and the Zydeco Express. DJ Chuck Slug on ride. I guess I'm saying that right.
Chuck Slug.
Chuck Slug on ride. Okay, so Chuck Slug going to be doing his thing on the ride. And what you got, John? You got something over
well,
there?
Well, we got Chubby Carey is going to be over at Club 92, Highway 92, or they call it Bar at 92, on this coming Thursday, on the 27th, starting off a Mardi Gras kickoff dance. And that's downtown Youngsville. That's 15 minutes south. Turn right at Highway 92. Exit non-smoking area. Also, Atmosphere. They're going to have a big something on the 27th as well. And that's the Revelers, Cajun Swing, 9 o'clock p.m. until midnight. And very crowded and tiny dance floor. Great band. No smoking again. And so a lot of those places are saying no smoking.
Well, that's good.
And La Poussière. And Grand Point in Bro Bridge, Crew the Camellia, the Mardi Gras Ball. And Cheryl Cormier and Friends at the Cajun Band from 7 to 11 p.m. Costumes mostly. No jeans, please. None smoking again. And so on, that's on the 28th, and that's that Friday. And then the Hilton Hotel, Pinhook. And they got CD Swing Dance Party. And we're talking about Mardi Gras. All of this is going to be taking place.
Yeah, a lot of Mardi Gras stuff.
Oh, they got a lot of Mardi Gras.
The Artesian Market at the Horse Farm, John, you know about?
Yeah, that's going to be this coming Saturday.
Yep.
Yes, and that's
Saturday morning?
March the 1st.
And Bonsoir Cartin and Corey Ledet will both perform during the market in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that's the same time we were on, John.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Around 11:30 a.m., costume captains from several rural Mardi Gras groups will lead a Curie de Mardi Gras on the Horse Farm. That should be interesting. The children parade will pass nearby the Horse Farm around 1:30 p.m. on that same day. The purpose of the event will be to honor the various Acadiana Mardi Gras traditions that are still alive today and to educate locals and visitors on the many different ways in which Mardi Gras is celebrated in South Louisiana. And I think a lot of people miss really what the Mardi Gras is all about. It's actually about getting all the what some people call bad stuff, get it all out that day. They do all their drinking, all their roustabout, and that's why they wear costumes. You have no idea who they are or what they do. And they do it all on that day because at midnight, Lent starts. And when Lent starts, everything stops. used to stop. No music. No, I mean, you didn't even hear the music. You didn't hear hardly anything in those days.
You heard a lot of gospel.
But that was the objective of the Mardi Gras, was just really ending of a party time to a more somber time in your life and more of a time of reflection in what you're going to do to get better as you prepare for Easter. And that's what Mardi Gras, a lot of people have misconceptions of that, and you really need to teach it to your kids. It's not all about the parades and the holidays and the fun and all of that. It's all in preparation for Lent and in preparation for Easter. It's all about Easter, really, and that's what it's all about. So just to kind of bring that to light. Brandon Ledet called this morning. LeBeau. Yeah, LeBeau's Settlement. They have a Mardi Gras. Trail Ride. And the lineup starts at 12 o'clock,
today?
Starting at 1 p.m. Yep. Brandon plays from 4 p.m., and he'll be playing at Jackie's Western Bar. And tonight he will be at 9:30. He will be at Punis Y2K Lounge. And then Sunday, no, this is March the 1st. Then Sunday, March the 2nd, he will be doing a Mardi Gras brunch from 1 to 4 at Zia's Cafe in Lake Charles. Mm. So that is going on. That is March the 1st, where he is going to be. They'll be doing the LeBeau Settlement.
Oh, that's LeBeau.
Yeah,
okay.
In big LeBeau.
Said LeBeau earlier.
No, it's not LeBeau, it's LeBeau.
And I said, boy, they would have, they would be a crowded sometime.
No, they can't make it all happen there, but that would be at LeBeau Settlement, and that's right outside of Lake Charles, and they will be having their Mardi Gras on the 1st. So that's some of the stuff that's going on.
Do you play golf, man?
I golf a little.
You golf a little. Okay.
Oh,
because anybody who's playing golf right now, did y'all know? Yeah, any golfer right now. That will be the Lafayette Parish School System will be hosting its 17th annual Superintendent Golf Tournament. And I have played just about in all of them. And
when is it?
That's going to take place on April the 14th.
Okay.
And that's going to be at the Wetlands. So if you're interested, some of you golfers are interested, why don't you call the Lafayette Parish School System? And they will let you know exactly how to enroll. Or just call this number, 521-7113, and just you get that or talk to Bobby Bado. He will that's who you're going to speak to. So if you love to play golf, it's a wonderful thing to do.
What's the date again?
On April the 14th.
April 14th. Yeah. That's a Saturday?
No, it's a weekday.
It's
a weekday. I think it's a Tuesday, I believe.
Okay.
And so it's a nice time. It's a really good outing, and you'll meet a whole lot of folks who think they can play. Like our district attorney, Mike Harson.
Oh, he think he can play. Oh, well, then.
Yes.
He think he can put you in jail.
Yes, I know. I know.
He can do that.
Yeah. I know he can.
He can do that. He can do.
I know. And many others, I'm just using him as one because he's always come. He comes very colorful on that day. You'd be surprised. The stuff that he wear and knickers and all that kind of stuff.
All right, we'll play a little music and then we'll come back with Sheila.
We're going to talk about the Lafayette Recreation and Park when we come back.
We'll talk about Metro Swallow.
Yes.
Okay.
Et toi, allons-y avec quoi ici, cher? I'm going to take you all time with a new school flavor. New job. Attention, cher. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm gonna take you with me. Hey, toi. Can't forget the roots of Zadiko, no. Do it. I went out Friday night. I went to the Zadiko. You know, I had a ball talk. I didn't wanna come home. Now, when I got back, Cartan was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whip. Say, don't you hit me, Cartan. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartan. I can't take you no more. Don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel bad. Hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel sad. It's what
dancing in the club. She looking so good, I think I fell in love. She put her face in my chest, I thought she was feeling it too. She said I'm ducking my head, 'cause Cartan passing some licks at you. Said don't you hit me, Cartan, you know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartan, I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Cartan, you know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartan, you know you make me feel sad. That's what I'm Cartan. Be hurry. Do it, y'all. Old time. Take it way back. Do it. Attention, babe. Give me some. I'm going to take it way back.
Vous êtes à écouter le programme de Zarekoy Pasaleas matin avec EMC et Johnny Seat. Et aujourd'hui, on a Sheila. Bon matin, Sheila.
Bon matin, comment vous êtes?
Ah, ça va beaucoup bien, et vous?
Ça va bien.
Bon, bon, bon. T'as quitté Swallow dans les bonnes conditions ce matin?
Moi, j'ai gagné hier au soir.
Ça, c'est vrai. Toi, tu es ici. Ils ne connaissaient pas ta wagon.
Non, non. J'ai échappé dans la nuit.
Ah, dans la nuit. Vous êtes à Gonta. Ils ne connaissaient pas. Qui l'a, vous êtes à Gonta?
On a arrivé à
9h. Ah, 9h? Hier soir. Oh, mais vous avez dit à cousine Sylvie, vous êtes gagné?
Non, j'ai échappé.
Ah, oh, toi, t'as échappé. Oh, t'avais ton mari, ça fait que tu t'es correct.
Oui, mon mari et mon petit garçon.
Et son garçon, 7 aussi. Oh, mais ça, c'est bon. But anyway, we're going to switch over so the rest of us can hear. And this is Sheila from Metro Swallow. Just welcome, Sheila. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we can talk a little bit about Metro Swallow's Mardi Gras.
Yes, sir. We will have our Mardi Gras on Monday. We always celebrate ours on Monday, so everybody can do their thing on Tuesday, March the 3rd, at Metro Swallow Downs. We will leave from Metro Swallow Downs at 10 o'clock and return about 3. And we move on to the Civic Center building in Oberlin for the gumbo and the dance. And this year we'll have Rusty Matoir and Zydeco Crush.
Rusty. Okay, Rusty getting pretty popular here. Every time I turn around, Rusty, because Lawrence has, and I didn't say Lawrence having his Mardi Gras tomorrow, and Rusty and Chris and Jay Paul, I think, are playing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Those three are playing tomorrow.
The triple three.
But anyway, in Metro Swallow and the Metro Swallow Downs, of course, they're St. Drew's. You can't miss it. Just look for the people. I mean, I think people will even go over there on Sundays and start piling up over there on Sunday afternoons and do a little bit of whatever. But it's going to be a real fun time. And no what?
No four-wheelers.
Okay.
If you are pulling a trailer with people on it, you can come with that. And we, of course, horses.
Horses. Got to have horses.
Horses. Got to have horses.
Costumes.
Costumes. We encourage the costumes because the reason we continue the Swallow Mardi Gras is for the tradition, the Creole tradition, the Louisiana tradition, for our children to know what it's all about and why it is important to us as a people.
Right. And I tell you something, and I guess I would like to see, and I need to get mine together too. We don't have too much time. But to be able to put your costume on. And don't get out of it. Don't show who you are. That makes it a lot more fun because now you're trying, who was that? Who, like, it's a wandering time, you know?
Like in old days. I remember when I was young and that's how it was.
Yeah.
Back when the women and the girls.
Yeah, the women.
The children.
Oh, yeah. Everybody could, ran.
Yeah, but
the
you remember when before they allowed that to happen?
Yeah.
I remember that being chased by them, but we don't chase the little ones anymore.
Yeah, we used to chase. I've gotten chased by Mardi Gras many times, you know, but that was part of their thing. They'd chase you. They'd run you. It was just for the kids. I mean, it would really put an impression upon you that here come the Mardi Gras, go hide, get under the bed, do everything. And then, of course, the parents would know and send you in the house, he's under the bed. Go get him under the – oh, it was something. It wasn't just chasing the people. I mean, the chicken, it was chasing the people, too.
And speaking of chickens, we will have chicken run as
good,
well.
Good,
so we have when we get to Anna Victorian's residence, we'll have chickens for the little ones and the kids.
Okay, y'all have one at the house?
At my house?
Alfred, our at house.
Alfred. Well, yeah, we're having chickens over there, too,
of course. We just want to make
but we, that's where, you know, everybody remembers that we do, because we try to do one for the big people so the little ones don't get crushed and they can enjoy the experience as well. So we turn two or three loose there.
Oh, yeah, and then Anna them had money one time.
She did. She threw money for the children.
For the children to get. Oh, yeah,
and I think some of the big people were trying to get the children's money.
Yeah, beat the children, not the money. Let them have that dollar. Get out of there, boy. That's not for you.
Good morning, Aunt Annie.
Yeah, we definitely got to speak to all of Metro Swallow this morning. And I guess your husband didn't come. You must have come by yourself, right?
No.
Are they? They cannot be in Lafayette and not be here. I just don't understand how Scott and Seth can be in Lafayette and not be in the studio. I mean, that like you said, that just boggles my mind.
Seth said last night he said he was going to come.
Uh-huh.
And this morning he backed out on me. Good morning, Seth.
Oh, thank you, Seth.
Good morning, Scotty.
Okay, Scotty. I will forgive you this time. Just don't let it happen again. But I was looking forward to really seeing both of you this morning, especially Seth, because I want to put you on the radio and have you talk to all your little friends, Seth, because I already talked to your little girlfriend this morning. She said, I told her you were going to be on the radio, and you didn't show up to be on the radio to tell your little girlfriend hello. So, Seth, I'm so sorry. I promised something that you didn't keep up with. But anyway, don't forget Metro Swallow, and that is the Monday before Mardi Gras. And this is a family Mardi Gras?
Yes. We try to keep it family.
Keep it family. And you know my rule. If you're mad, stay home. If you get mad, go home.
Exactly. We don't want any drama.
No drama. No drama. It's all about fun. The only drama we want to hear is drums. Drums having some fun, and it's going to be a lot of music, a lot of fun, a lot of food, and be courteous, and remember that everybody is somebody, and that's how we run the show. And if the captain says move to the left, then you move to the left. If you're on a horse, make sure you know your horse. Don't get on somebody else's horse because the horse know you don't know anything about them. So, I mean, we're stressing that so much because so many people get hurt on horses and didn't even know the horse, and the horse jumped, and the person was off on the ground, and here come the ambulance and all kind of stuff. So let's keep it safe, make it safe, and bring the kids. And let the kids enjoy.
And remember the tradition where we encourage you to wear a costume. If nothing else, wear a mask. Admission is $10. If you come to the ride, that $10 is the same for the dance.
For the dance.
Or $10 at the dance. And we'll have plenty of food and fun. And we thank you for all your years of support, the local communities. And
absolutely. And I want you to understand one thing, too, is that $10 covers your entry fee, and to be able to get into the dance. It has nothing to do with the food on the ride. The food on the ride is volunteered by the people who owns the food. So when you come to our house, it's food that we have that we're giving out of the love and the heart. It's no demand. It's nothing that has nothing to do with your $10. So we just want to make that clear. It's just how we roll.
That's how we roll.
Metro Swallow, we just a giving community. So remember, it's giving. So when they give you something, be thankful and say thank. And please, don't trash the place. And I must compliment the people. When they leave, there is very little trash to pick up, very little. And I just want to compliment all the people that come. So wherever you go and whatever property you go on, take care of it as though it was yours. And if you have trash, there's always trash bags and trash cans out so people can put their trash in. So use that, and we look very looking for you. We'll be there on Monday having a great time, and we'll have something to do. And Sheila, I know you got some people you need to say hello to.
I do. I want to say from Lake Charles, I'm going to start in Lake Charles.
Okay.
Lucanne.
Hey,
Uncle
Lucanne.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Good morning, Etonia, Amos, Darlene, Jazz, all of my family over there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, in Swallow, we
you
got
move
our matriarch of Swallow, Silliman Thomas.
Silliman,
Taunt Mac to us.
Yeah, to us. That's who it is.
Taunt Mac to us. And we want to say thank you for all your years of contribution for Cross the Old.
Oh, yeah.
We stop there and we get a little snack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anna V. Good morning.
Absolutely.
Don.
Yeah, we can't forget Don.
Don and Sandy. And of course, Andrew Cizak.
Got to do him in the living. We want to thank Andrew for allowing people to come over to his facility to start the Mardi Gras and do a great thing and have some fun. It's all about fun, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about fun. And we have no restrictions on taking pictures and video, and we have none. No, some people have restrictions. We don't have any because it's always something for a lifetime. So check it out. Come see us. And this is some of the stuff how you're going to hear it.
Thank you. notre paroisse.
Oui, vos chers camarades.
Nous entrons de vous.
Oui, vos chers camarades.
Well, that's what it's going to sound like a little bit in Metro Swallow on Monday. And we're looking to get the real professional people out to really sing it. Dennis, to come and sing the Mardi Gras, because there's nothing like that song. And I know we talked a little bit about it last Saturday, and we got some help from some professors to tell us what some of the words meant. There's so many words in the Mardi Gras song that we really don't know. So I want to thank Angel again. For helping us out with Long Le Tad and some of Chenevelle. We're still working on it. Thanks to Dennis, big help from him on trying to get it all done and get it right. And we will continue working on it. It may take us a year to get it all straight, but it's going to take us a year to get it all straight. That's all it is to it. But we will continuously work at it. Now, Sheila?
Yes, sir. This year, we will also be paying tribute to our chanteur, Mr. McKinley Caesar, as we call him, Cousin McCann.
Yep.
Who recently passed away, and he's a great loss to our community, because I can remember, even as a young child, him singing the song, and that's, I thought he was the only person that could sing the song.
Who?
Cousin McCann.
Well.
Because I never heard, you know.
Dennis sound just like his daddy. You couldn't, if Dennis and his daddy were singing in the room, you couldn't tell which one is the different.
Awesome.
He talked a lot about it, how his dad showed him how to sing it and how he'd make him sing it and stuff. Him and his dad was real close, and he can really sing it, I mean, to the words. I mean, and it don't faze him. I mean, he sing it with that character in there, so that's a beautiful thing. And he's probably the only one that we have right now that could really sing that
song.
A very cherished thing, you know. And Dennis, you just don't know how much it is that you have there, but it's a great thing. And we really need to try and get that recorded. Would be a real beautiful thing to do, but that's all in timing with you, and you decide whether you want to do that or not. But that is coming. But in Metro Swallow on Monday, get prepared and just remember how we roll. That's all we ask. That's it. Anybody else we need to say hello to that we may have missed?
I don't know.
They're going to tell us. Whoever it is
they're going to tell us.
Yeah, they're going to tell us. Well, y'all ain't call my name. Okay, Marianne. We got Marianne in there, so we got to make sure we say Marianne. Marianne, we certainly want to thank you. And, of course, Fedzino right down the road. You know, all your people right there, Gene and all of them right there.
DeLarcy and Wade over there in Lake Charles.
Yeah, all the people. We're just trying to get Rayfield. Can't forget Rayfield. We got to call Rayfield.
Well, Rayfield and Max, of course.
We got to make sure we get it all done.
The flag man.
Now, you got to realize the flag man, him and his horse sometime, they don't get along. But he always has control of his horse. So don't ever think that he doesn't know what his horse is going to do. But please pay attention to what he's asking you to do. For those that's going to be on the ride, pay attention to wherever you ride, on whatever Mardi Gras run you go on, whatever the flag man say, that's what you do, because he's there really to protect you. And we just want to make sure that everybody's protected, because we got to be safe. And the ultimate goal of everything is to have fun and be safe, and that we can have a great Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I don't know if my two older boys are up, but good morning, Scotty and Skylar. They probably went out last night. They're not listening.
They're not up.
They're not up this morning.
Et Lucine, t'as chat avec elle ce matin, mais ça c'était bon.
Oui. A dit qui t'a fait faire là-bas.
Ah, ça c'est elle. Ça c'est ses paroles. Elle si, bon matin. Elsie Roy, bon matin, ce matin.
Right.
Peut-être qu'ils ne sont pas écoutés, ce qu'on n'est pas. Peut-être.
If there's a car, truck, or boat taking up space at your house, and you're finally ready to do something about it, KRVS just might be the answer. Your vehicle could be used to support public radio in our community through KRVS's car donation program. One phone call is all it takes. Whether it's running or not, we'll come and get the vehicle, send you a tax receipt when it sells, and you just supported KRVS. Call us now at 877-KRVS-887 or visit our website at krvs.org to learn more. And thanks.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Leroy Thomas from Elton, Louisiana. Good morning, Leo.
We're the talk of the town. A friend of a friend told a friend you had your eyes on me. Billy Joe told Betty Sue what you were planning to do. But you wasting your time, baby, can't you see? I don't wanna be wanted. Love ain't something I need. I'm too busy living, but loose and fancy free. Oh, when I love being single, places to go.
I'm a All right, Dr. Gene Marr, just for you.
Well, I can't get no money, no matter how hard I try. No, I can't get no money, no matter how hard I try. When I go home, my baby think I'm telling a lie.
paper passed in chlorophyll. It's just a little piece of paper passed in chlorophyll. Well, all my baby wanna see is a greenback dollar bill. Yeah.
That's when I woke up from this crazy old dream. All right, I'm going to tell you a story about la-la music. Way back in the woods, that's where I come from, the country. I made a mistake when I left and went uptown. Yeah, but I tell you what, I want to see the big boys over there. Oh, man. You know what, boys?
What's that, Ross?
I come from the country, y'all. That's where I got all my zydeco from. Yeah, I started a long time ago with my daddy, y'all. Way back in the country. Well, I decided to go downtown, meet all them big old boys, like Doopsie, Lifton Chenye, Marcel Duga. It was all uptown. I want to do my body go. I want to do my country. I don't know what to do. I don't know. That was a big mistake I did.
What happened, Ross?
I brought my woman up there. I couldn't find her, boy. I didn't even know. I was down there playing my la-la music. I went back home. I asked my daddy. I said, Daddy, I lost my woman. Well, all you gotta do, go back and look for her. I got down that road.
What happened, bro?
I saw her standing there. I said, hey, baby, I want you to come back home with me. Well, once you go uptown one time, see all that zydeco music, you don't never want to go home. Baby, I said, baby, I want you to come back home. I don't want nobody, want nobody, want nobody but you. Oh, yeah, she's coming home now.
Man, show them.
Well, I'm going back to the country, y'all. Country, baby.
One thing I want to say to all of you, don't forget, I told you that last week and keep reminding you that April the 16th is going to be one of the best supporting fundraisers that you will ever think of. It's Shining Light, the foundation, is having a fundraiser at Vermilionville starting off around 6 o'clock on a Wednesday, April the 16th. And the band's going to be playing right now, is kind of tentatively scheduled, Corey LeDay, Lil Wayne, Curly Taylor, Leroy Thomas, Bonsoir Cartier, and Roddy Romero, and many others will be there probably to perform, and I'm giving that time up for a fundraiser. We'll tell you more about that later on why we're having this fundraiser and why we need the funds to be able to do so. And Lafayette Recreation and Parks is having their softball registration and enrollment, and that's on March the 9th. And that's going to take place right now until March the 9th. So go into the various locations and various parks and recreation, and your youngsters, go on and get enrolled for the summer program. And that's the Lafayette Recreation and Parks is ready to sponsoring that. Melvin.
Yeah.
We are now, how much time we have left? Before
we got about 2 minutes.
Before Herman Fuselier come on.
And get us out of the way.
Yeah, get us out the way.
Okay. We can move.
And all of that. So we just want to make sure that everyone who is attending a Mardi Gras function, please, somebody, don't wear the best tennis shoes that you put your life forward for. Wear you the oldest and dirtiest tennis shoes so anybody can step on your ingrowing toenail and still, you will still be satisfied. So you won't create any disruption while you're doing so. Tennis shoes are not a life. They do not live. And it's not that precious.
That is so true.
So your life is much more valuable than a pair of tennis shoes. So if you think that life is more than you, or the tennis shoes is more than your life, don't wear them. Leave them home, sit in the closet, or sit them on the dresser someplace where you can look at them. But enjoy your Mardi Gras celebration, please. I know we got some bad toes out there, so don't worry about it. It's going to grow.
You through with them toes, you?
Yeah, I'm through the toes.
Toi les orteils ce matin.
Okay, where is the pensée de ça?
T'as pas pensé de ça, les orteils. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for being with the Zydeco Show. Thank you, Sheila, for coming. The door is always welcome. Next time, bring your best two with you and bring them, and we'll be looking forward to seeing them again. Remember, there's a lot of Mardi Gras, and we want to have a lot of fun. But remember, safety is of utmost importance. There is still life after the Mardi Gras.
Yep.
So plan on being alive after the Mardi Gras, and that's all how you prepare for the Mardi Gras. A lot of things. Patience, patience, patience. Because you're not going to go anywhere fast right now, especially if you're in Lafayette. Mm-hmm. Traffic will slow you down, so have patience. Don't make any appointments, because if you make an appointment, you're not going to be able to keep it, especially on the weekend, especially on Mardi Gras days. Have a great day. And Metro Swallow, good morning to you, and we shall see you guys later.
Bye.